We're in Siman Tov Mem Beis Sif Gimel. The Rama adds the Lachain Mutar L'Dabek Miyaros B'Chalon Tol Shloshim L'Pesach, and therefore you're allowed to stick papers onto the windows, even if it's going to be attached with chametz. Yesh Machmir Im Nir Mibachlitz with Samar Machmir, if you could still see it. As we said, the reason it will be okay is because this stuff is Nifsal Me'achil. It's lost its tzura. Therefore, will be okay. So why are there machmir? Mishnah Berurah says they're machmir because they hold that once it's recognizable on the outside, that's called the tzuras chametz still being there, even if it's dried out, and therefore it's going to be a problem. But if it's before 30 days, so then everyone agrees that once it's gotten so hard, it's similar to the bread which has been spoiled, which is nifsal mi'achilas kelev. The Chazon Ish says that it's not that after 30 days the glue has been nifsal mi'achilas kelev, because you could always soak in water and make it come back and it won't be dried out anymore. And therefore, you can't call it nifsal mi'achilas kelev. Rather, since after 30 days it's disgusting in a person's eyes, and they would never eat it, so then there's no chiyuv to burn it anymore. That's the explanation of the Chazon Ish. Siv Dalid, Devershin Asarev Chametz, Veino Machal Adam Klal, something which chametz was mixed into and it's not edible. Or something like medicine, which only cholim would eat. Even though you're allowed to keep it, you're not allowed to eat it until after Pesach. Even if there's only a little bit of chametz, you are not allowed to eat it. The Mishnah Berurah says it's talking about where you mix actual chametz in to something else, but it becomes not ra'i l'achila because of the thing which you mixed in. And since you could always separate it, that's why it's going to be aser. Even though it's enor la'achila, the Mishnah Berurah says, there's a concept of achshavei, that if you're going to eat it, so you've now made this chashav, and therefore it is going to be us. The Ramah quotes, yesh cholkim matirim nesbato kodem ha'pesach. This opinion holds that since it became nullified before Pesach, we don't say the concept of chozer v'neor, that on Pesach it comes back into existence. And therefore, the minug is a lahakel. The poskim discuss over here different medicines which have chametz in them, but it's nifsal mechilas kelev. A dog wouldn't eat that chametz, so is that mutter or aser? So most poskim say that it's mutter, especially if you're only eating it l'shem refuah. So then we don't say the concept of achshavei. This is the opinion of the Adi Yehuda, the Ksad Sofer, Moshe Feinstein, Shlomo Zalman Orbach. The Shagas Aryeh does write that even if you're eating it l'shem refuah, that's still called achshavei, and therefore a chol she'ein bo sakana would not be allowed to take this, but many others disagree. A medicine which is not ra'i l'achila, which you mix chametz in just in order to be a sticking ingredient, so that the materials stick together, something like you have pills that it's just used to stick together. So Chazon Ish says that it's mutter even for a cholish aimbo sakana to take. And we don't say achshavei since it's only there for it to stick together. Even if the medicine is not nifsal from achilas kelev, it's only achilas adam, that a person wouldn't need it. The Chazon Ish says it's still mutter since it's not right to be used to make other things chametz. It's still going to be mutter, and therefore many medicines are going to be mutter, but obviously one should consult the posek as to how to act for Pesach. So too when it comes to inedibles, such as soap, shampoo, contact lens solution, those kind of things, if they have chametz in it, which was nifsal me'achilas kelev, so most poskim say that it's okay. Rav Yashav says that mishum chomer de Pesach, one should be machmir, and one should consult a posek how to act. Sivhei, sheichas osa mechitim usorim, chayavim levaro. Beer, which is made from wheat or barley, you have to burn. So to cheese, which was made using wheat or barley, you would need to burn also. And even though it should be batal v'shishim, since it's a davar hamaimid, we're machmir and it's not batal, even be'elef.